Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this evening. We give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you that you are the one who has brought us together. Tonight, this gathering is unto you. May your will be done and may your power be revealed in this place in the name of Jesus. Lord, use me to the glory of your wonderful name, O God, in Jesus' name, amen. Now we are dealing with possessing your gates, and the man of God has packed the machine already. Basically, we are asking ourselves, what is a gate? And the dictionary meaning is giving me various, you know, explanations and definitions. Very interesting. Now we begin with this understanding that a gate is an opening in a wall or fence, basically. Now a gate also is a city or a castle entrance, often with defensive structures such as towers. The frame or door that closes a gate. A gate also may be a movable barrier. Amen. We thank God for what God is doing with us. Now, I want to pick this particular definition. It said a space, the gate is a space between two markers through which a competitor must pass in the course of a slalom race. And I love that. I love that. Now, a gate also may be the point of entrance. And I want you to understand it. The man of God has already explained that, you know, the gate stands for anything that seemed to have prevented us from what we're doing. Amen. I give God glory for that, and I thank God for this man of God. Now, when you are traveling on the with a plane, they will tell you that go to gate probably 6. And that is where you are catching the plane from. What is happening is, if you go to another gate other than gate 6, let's say you go to gate 5, you are going to miss the airline you are traveling with. And for that matter, you are going to miss the opportunity to get to your destination. So gate also could represent a point of entry. And tonight, we are going to look at the various sides of the gate. I love it. When we say we are possessing our gate, it just means that we are possessing our space. That space that belongs to us, that somebody seems to be occupying. Tonight, you are going to go and then take that space and tell yourself that this space belongs to me and nobody will occupy that space again. Hallelujah. Now, if you are possessing the gate, then it means that you are going to stand under the anointing of the living God and take over with power and dominate and fill out the space for everybody to know that you are the one that space belongs to. Tonight, somebody is going to enter his space and a space and take over, and all will know that that space belongs to you in the name of Jesus. If you are hearing me in your room, wherever you are, you want to say amen with me. I thank God. Now we are going to begin with Abraham. The man of God has mentioned the scripture already. Now, Genesis chapter 22, we are reading from 15 to waiting. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham and a second time out of heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I will bless you. Multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And in your descendants, and your descendants, I beg your pardon, shall possess the gates of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice." Now, this blessing is coming as a result of obedience. God instructs Abraham that go and sacrifice your son, your only son, unto me. It was a difficult command, but it was also not difficult because Abraham was, you know, a sacrifice person, was a selfless person, and Abraham was a man of faith. And so he believed that if God had given him Isaac at that age, and in spite of all the biological disorder in him and the obsoleteness of his body, if he, God, is coming for this particular gift that is given to him, then he will give back that gift to him, because he believed that the God he said had the capacity to give him even better what he had given him. Now, after obeying, the Lord saw that, no, this is the time for me to release the rest of the blessing. And among the blessing, he mentions verse 17, and it's very important. You know, it's a blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the star of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. Praise God. We are partakers of that descendants. Thank God for Jesus. He's giving us access to this blessing of Father Abraham through Jesus Christ. By nailing himself on the cross of Calvary. And so we have direct access. And so we are beneficiaries of this blessing. We are beneficiaries because we have taken Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. And we have gone so far with him. And I want to remind you that this blessing also belongs to us. It belongs to you. It belongs to me. It belongs to everybody who is hearing the sound of my voice. With blessing, we are blessed. With multiplying, we are multiplied. Hallelujah. Blessing is knocking at your door. Blessing has entered your gate. Blessing is entering where you are right now. Multiplication is entering where you are right now. And in addition to that, he is saying, oh my God, this is a prophetic declaration. Now, at that time, BC, when the Lord declared that, you know, your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies, we were nowhere near to be born. But the prophecy has been hanging and it's affected us in this time. May that prophecy hit your gate and hit the doorstep and make you know that the Lord has now released an anointing over your life, and you are going to possess the gates of your enemies. Any enemy that comes against you has no power over you, has no power over your spirit, has no power over your soul, has no power over your body. In the name of Jesus, the words of your enemy, the negative words, the negative advertisement will not work against you. The Bible says no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Every tongue that is released against you, you shall condemn. Why? Because he has anointed you to take the gates of your enemy. In the name of Jesus, every thought, every stronghold, every kind of theory that has been propounded over the years against you, against your makeup, against your personality, against your humanity. I want to remind you that prophecy is hanging over yourself. Anybody who has said any negative thing against you, that prophecy is hanging over you. And today you are going to turn it around because you are taking possession of your gates in the name of Jesus. If you are listening to me, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We are also going to look at Rebecca, Rebecca's brothers. I love that. Genesis 24. Verse 57 to 60. Now this prophecy had come. Now Abraham sends his the most senior servants to go and look for a wife for his son, his only son. And he says, I don't want the Canaanite. I want a woman from my kinsmen. And so he sends his servant to go way back and look for a woman, among his kinsmen. I give God the praise. The servant goes, and the first place he goes is by the well. He finds this woman, beautiful woman, Rebecca. And, long story short, Rebecca brings him to the house, introduces him to the family, but the servant had a different agenda. He had come to take Rebecca away. So this is what is happening. He demands for Rebecca. And this is the conversation that went on. When you look at verse 57, it says, so they said, we will call the young woman and ask her personally. Then they called Rebecca and said to her, will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. So they sent her away, they sent away Rebecca, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebecca and said to her, our sister, may you become the mother of thousands, of 10,000s. And may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them. Hallelujah. May you possess the gates of those who hate you. Hallelujah. You know something in life, sometimes you have no business with anybody. You just meet them, and even the way you dress, the way you talk, your mannerism, everything that you do, they, because of that, they hate you. And the worst is they tend to hate you because of your progress. But whether they like it or not, as for progress, you are going to progress. Because God has blessed you. God has multiplied you. When you mark time, it means you are going against prophecy. But even the prophecy will not allow you to mark time. The prophecy will not allow you to sit at the same place. Every year in and out, you will find yourself in another realm. You will find yourself at another notch. And people who have known you and know your secret and know your history will begin to be disturbed. But that has nothing to do with the will of God. The will of God is for you to progress. The will of God is for you to possess your space. And any enemy who tries to stand your way, the Lord will push you aside and fight the battle for you. Oh, have you forgotten that the other day the word of God said that we are the apple of his eye, and anybody who plays with you will be playing with the apple of God's eye. May you march out and take possession of your gates. Your enemy who hates you for no reason, they will laugh at the wrong side of their mouth in the name of Jesus. Now, as a servant of God, at this time, I pronounce God's blessing over you in the name of Jesus. If you're listening to me, lift up two hands. May these hands be blessed. May these hands multiply. May these hands be fruitful in the name of Jesus. May anointing and grace come upon you. And may that anointing cause you to possess the gates of your enemies in the name of Jesus. Oh, I give God praise. I love Samson. Samson was a great man of God, a great judge of Israel. His only weakness was that he loved women. But even in the midst of that, the Lord caused the prophecy to hang over his head. Ah, hallelujah. Now, Judges 16, verse 1 to 3. It says, now Samson went to Gaza and saw a harlot there and went into her. When the Gazites were told Samson had come here, they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the gates of the city. Your enemies will wait all night at the gates. But I'm telling you, they will lose the battle. Amen. Hallelujah. They were quiet all night. They have no power. They have to be quiet. Saying, in the morning, when it is daylight, we will kill him. And Samson lay low till midnight. Then he arose at midnight, took hold of the doors of the gate of the city and the two gate posts. Pull them up, bar and all. Put them on his shoulders and carry them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. Hallelujah. May anointing come upon you. And may the power of the Lord come upon you tonight. May you do more than your strength in the name of Jesus. May you pull up the gate, the defense of your enemies, and break it up. And may you put it on your shoulders. And may the Lord give you strength to climb your journey, to move to the top. No matter how difficult it is, you will move to the top. You will move to the financial top. You will move to the positional top. You will move to the influence top. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever they do, they will not succeed. May you break through all leaps and bounds in the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe it, say amen to it. Amen. Hallelujah. I give God the praise. Now David prays this prayer in Psalm 9. Verse 13 to 14. He said, have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me. You who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may tell of your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in your salvation. Hallelujah. 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 Sometimes the gates of death might be threatening you. Some sickness might have attacked you. You may have had yourself in some trouble that you don't even know how you landed in that trouble. Tonight, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, I pray over you that healing will visit you in your room right now. Every infirmity in your body. Yes, we call upon the name of the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Bishem Yeshua HaMashiach. I speak healing over your body. I speak deliverance over your body. I pray that you will break through where nobody has broken through. In the name of Jesus. When people sit, you will walk. Ah, my God, when people walk, you will run. Where people run, you will fly. In the name of Jesus, the enemy has no right to even slow you down. Because another page is open in your life. Another booklet is open for you. Tonight, you are changing the narrative of your life. The things that people have known about you is going to change in the name of Jesus. I speak over your life in Jesus' name. Ah, Bishem Yeshua HaMashiach. I speak into your life. Anything that seemed to block you between you and your breakthrough, may that thing shift in Jesus' name. If you are hearing my voice, say a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I love God. I love God. I want you to listen to this. Now, God also deals with faithfulness. God is interested in faithfulness. You can't trust God. You can't believe in him for anything without being faithful. Abraham was faithful. That is why he attracted this blessing. Ah, I am calling you onto the place of faithfulness. Oh, let me cite an example here. In Isaiah 45 verse 1, now God is saying to an unbeliever king who had fear for the God of Israel, who loved the people of Israel. Listen to what the prophet Isaiah is saying to this king. Thus says the Lord to his anointed. Isaiah 45 verse 1. To Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him, and to loose the armor of kings, to open before him double doors. Somebody say double doors. So that the gates will not be shut. May your double doors be open. No gate will shut against you. In Jesus' name. Now everybody listen to me very carefully. Here is the principle. Now we have gates that you possess because of the anointing of God upon you and the power that is within you. Now there are also gates that open to you. Doors also open to you. These doors are doors of opportunities. Doors are doors of breakthroughs that come into our lives. And the Bible is saying, so that the gates will not be shut. No door will shut itself against you in the name of Jesus. I speak into your life in the name of Jesus. Listen, when God is entering your life, he needs no permission. He needs not to ask anybody any kind of permission. Tonight, something is happening right now. Oh my Lord and my God. God is bombarding your life with his blessing. And no door will shut to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You read on and it said, verse 2, I will go before you and make the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. Every crooked place in your life is going to be straightened. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak to every crooked area of your life. In the name of Jesus. Ah, and every bronze gate that has elevated itself in your life, it has no audacity to be in your life. That consistent failure that has repeated itself over the years. Today we are drawing the line. Today we are drawing the line. Today we are drawing the line. A new page is open in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. And somebody say amen in your room. Lift up your hand and say amen in your room. Hallelujah. Ah, I love it. Listen, those bars will give way to the blessings of the living God. In the name of Jesus. You are looking at verse 3. He said, I'll give you the treasures of darkness. Hidden treasures of secret places. That you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name. I am the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Listen, God knows your name. Even the names that you haven't even registered officially. He knows your name. He knows you more than you know him. Hallelujah. Ah, he is coming into your life again in Jesus' name. Now verse 4 and 5 is that for Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name, and I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord. There is no other. There is no God beside me. I will guard you, though you have not known me. Hallelujah. He said this. Listen to the word of God. He said, I have called you by name, number one. Now God will call you by name. Now Cyrus was a Gentile king. He was not an Israelite. And so he had a Gentile name. Now God knew his name, but he wanted him to be among the fold of his people. And so he gives him another name that fits the fold of his people, so that when he's looking for him, he can locate him. Tonight your name is changed to a name that God will recognize and come for you and put his blessing over you in the name of Jesus. The Lord says he's doing it for everybody to know that he's the God of Israel. He's the God of Israel. He's the God who is in control. His name is El Shaddai. His name is El Elyon. El Shaddai is the multi-breasted one. El Elyon is the possessor of the whole universe. And that possessor is taking possession over your life. I thank God for Prophet Kofi. I thank God for this theme. God bless you. May God take possession over your life in the name of Jesus. May he bless you with the blessing of his presence. May he open the doors unto you and no gates will shut against you. May every bronze gate be broken before you. May every bar be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are hearing me, say amen. Hallelujah. I want you to look at Peter. Oh, I love this. I love it. I love it. I love it. Mako brende zota kabonde zeya. Iko brende loko takaya. Now Peter is imprisoned because he went about ministry. And you know something? The Lord said, no, that my servant will not stay in the prison. I am going to deliver him out. Yes. No, nothing can limit me because I can go through every security post and I can speak to any gate whatsoever before me to open. And so Jehovah God, the El Shaddai, enters the prison. And look at what it says. Now, Acts chapter 12 verse 10, if you can post it on your screen, please help me. When they were past the first gate and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate. Listen to that. That leads to the city. The iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street. And immediately the angel departed from him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I give God the praise. Listen, the angel of God entered the prison without any permission. He called Peter, that follow me. They went through the first security post, the second post. Now they were faced with the gate that prevented them from entering their freedom. But you know something? At the time, there were no sensors in the gate to respond to the waves of their bodies. Technology was nowhere near it. I want to remind you, God is the originator of creation. And so before the technology was invented or was discovered, he was already operating it. When they got to the iron gate, the Bible said the gate opened by its own accord. Here is the principle. There are certain gates that will open to you without any effort. Hallelujah. May these gates be open to you without any effort. In the name of Jesus. Now, let me pause here to tell you something. We are two groups of people. We have classmates and grace mates. The fact that somebody is your classmate doesn't mean he's your grace mate. It is the grace mates that the grace of God that makes the difference. Hallelujah. And so God is going to cause you to go far ahead of your classmate. And they will disagree with you, but I'm telling you something. Those doors will open to you in the name of Jesus. You will get a job when nobody is being employed. Hallelujah. Your finances will double. Your finances will be multiplied by the thousands in the name of Jesus. May the doors be open to you. May you have your freedom in the name of Jesus. No curse will hang over you. No yoke will hang over you. Every yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance. Receive your freedom in Jesus' name. If you are hearing the sound of my voice, you want to say amen to that. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I want to end with this. Hallelujah. Jesus. Psalm 122, the verse number 1-2. Listen to it. Very interesting. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet has been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Now Jerusalem stands for the house of the living God. And David is saying, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I am speaking to the fold who belong to the house of the Lord. LRCC, I am speaking to you tonight. Your feet have been standing within your gates, and you will never lose the blessing of the living God because you are in the house of the Lord. He said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As long as you find yourself in the house of the Lord, you will possess the gates of your enemies. You will enter into every unfamiliar blessing. Now let me bless you with the blessings of the living God. May the Lord bless you with new areas, new spheres, new space. May you enter a new space. LRCC, may you enter a new space in the name of Jesus. Prophet Kofi, may the Lord give you an international influence, a global influence. May the Lord take you to the next space in the name of Jesus. Every hand that is lifted against you, every evil eye that is set on you is blindfolded. Every hand is shutting. You and your house, you and your family, your mother, your father, your brothers, their wives, their children, everybody that belongs to you. Everybody, yes, even in the house of LRCC, I pray for you and the members of your family. May the hand of the Lord rest upon you. In Jesus' name, receive the blessings of God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Amen.